When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go Birds! What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, July 24th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And day one is in the books. You should go and listen to the post-practice pod me and James did. If you haven't yet, talked about pretty much everything that happened and our thoughts on it, the analysis of it, what this meant, what that meant, who said this, and what we thought of that. But today's podcast, and what I'm going to try to do throughout training camp, is make the post-practice pods more analysis, our thoughts, those type of things. And I'm going to make the daily pods for you guys more informative. So it can be what to expect for today, some more newsy things that happened the day before, some quotes from players that happened the day before, so you can hear for yourself what the players had to say. So with that being said, certainly was a busy day on Wednesday as the first practice of training camp kicked off. It was sunny. It was beautiful. It was hotter than I thought it was going to be. I'm not a huge sunscreen guy. I try to wear it, and I do most times, but I also kind of like getting an initial burn so I can be tan. I know that's not the healthiest thing. No one take that advice. But my point is, it was sunny out there. It was a picturesque day out at the NovaCare for the first day of practice. So let's play for you guys some quotes, some news, injury stuff, all that. Let's get into it. But first, what's on the schedule for today? Well, the Eagles are right back at it. Day two of training camp will take place today at the NovaCare Complex, and it'll start with what are really the best press conferences we get. Vic Fangio speaking to the media. Vic Fangio will speak at 9:40 to the media, and there'll be a lot to ask him. Jahad Campbell, N'Kobe Dean, Cooper DeJean at safety. There's lots of things to get into with Vic, and what's awesome about Vic is he tells the truth, and he gets right into it. So check out, make sure, I don't know if the morning show will carry it, but regardless, I'll have all the good quotes for you guys from that on the Daily Pod on Friday, but check out social media as I'll be live tweeting it as well. And then at 10 a.m., practice begins day two. They went just a little over an hour on Wednesday. I would expect a bit of a longer practice on Thursday. They are off on Friday, so they'll go 2 days and then get off a day. So last practice of the work week. They'll also be out there on Saturday, but 10 a.m. practice begins, and then post-practice, select players will be available. We heard from Saquon, AJ, Devontae, Jalen, Lane, and Mailata on Wednesday. So not sure who we'll get today. I would think some defensive guys. I think Bond spoke as well. Can't be at everybody, unfortunately. So we'll hear from some players as well. So we'll have a lot to get into later today. Make sure you're by your phone for that 10 a.m. practice, as I'll have all the updates for you. All right, let's now move to the injury report. So since it is training camp, the Eagles do not have to release an injury report, but they are nice enough to share with us some injury information. So the players that did not practice, besides N'Kobe, who we'll get into in a second. But Jalen Carter did not practice due to a shoulder injury. He was out there. He just didn't practice. Kenyon Green did not practice due to a knee injury. Was out there, but didn't practice. So on those two, I would say, first of all, Jalen Carter, I think he'll play week one. I don't think this is a huge deal. Every indication I've gotten is just they're being cautious, and there's no reason to put him out there. Kenyon Green, the knee injury, I think they're probably not concerned in the same way they're not with Jalen Carter, but the difference is Kenyon Green's roster spot is not guaranteed, and the fact that he's going to be missing practice time, or at least already missed one day, is not good. So the Kenyon Green experiment so far, at least out on the field, doesn't seem to be going very well. So Jalen Carter and Kenyon Green did not practice. Limited, Jahad Campbell with a shoulder injury and Cam Jurgens with a back injury. So with them, that's just part of their rehab, right? They were out there, and honestly, I'm not really sure how Jahad Campbell was even limited because I saw him doing team drills. But Cam Jurgens was limited as part of the back surgery that he's still recovering from. So Jahad Campbell, good news that he was out there. We talk about it a lot on the daily on the pod with James, but good news he was out there. Good to see him out there. So from an injury perspective, it seems like he's somewhat ahead of schedule. Okay, some news of the day from a roster perspective. I said we were going to talk about N'Kobe. Now's the time to talk about N'Kobe. So N'Kobe, unfortunately, was placed on the physically unable to perform list, also known as the PUP. And as a result, he will not be practicing. He was out there. He's allowed to be in team meetings. So basically what the PUP is players on the PUP list, they can participate in team meetings and utilize team facilities, but are not allowed to practice until medically cleared. They count against the 90-man roster and can be activated at any point during training camp. But if a player remains on the PUP list through the final roster cuts, they can be moved to the reserve PUP list, which would require them to miss the first four games of the season. My guess is N'Kobe will be on the PUP to start the season. We'll obviously find out more as it goes on. Maybe Vic Fangio will tell us some more today. But I think everyone should prepare themselves for not having N'Kobe Dean the first four games of the season. Now, in addition to placing N'Kobe on the PUP, they also signed defensive tackle Joe Evans and waived with an injury guard Marcus Tate. So some minor roster moves there. The N'Kobe Dean thing, though, we all expected it. Still unfortunate that, you feel bad for him that injury happened in the playoffs and all those things. So seems like he's handling it with a good spirit, but definitely a bummer for N'Kobe that he is starting on the PUP list. Okay, so the day started off on Wednesday with a press conference from Howie and Nick Sirianni. And I thought the most interesting quotes were from Howie. So I asked him this, and that's probably why I think it's interesting. But if you look at other training camps around the league, right? So Dallas, Micah Parsons is in a public battle with Jerry Jones. Washington, Terry McLaurin did not show up, right? The Eagles, all the players were there, all under contract, all, as far as I know, happy with their contract. So one of the reasons for that is because Howie signs his players early. Landon Dickerson after his third year got paid. Devontae after his third year got paid. Jalen Hurts after his third year got paid. Cam Jurgens this offseason got paid after his third year. And we will see next year, more than likely, Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith get paid. So I asked Howie, why is it important for him to make sure he signs players early on? And here's what he had to say.
You've always been a general manager that's signed your draft picks relatively early on after that third year. You did it with Cam this offseason. Why is that important for you to do, to sign them early on?
When you talk about culture, and I think that's like a big picture word that a lot of people throw around, and it's hard to really define what that means. But I think from our perspective, when people understand that when they start here, that they have an opportunity to continue here and get rewarded here, it's incredibly important so that when you draft guys, you can show them examples. If you do the right thing on and off the field, we're going to make sure that we keep you here and maybe even have a chance to finish your career here. And I think that just from our perspective, and everyone's got to do things their own way. I'm not saying it's perfect. We make a lot of mistakes. But from our way, that's a core tenet of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to draft, develop, sign. And when you do that with players, your opportunity to set up continuity, your ability to really set up leaders for your football team going forward who can show young players the way and how we do things, I think that, that gives you a chance to be special.
So you can hear in there that he probably figured out a little bit what why I was asking the question. And, you know, he couches it, well, we make mistakes, everyone does things their own way. But that is like a advertisement for why players should want to play for the Eagles. If you're Trey Hendrickson, imagine reading that quote from Howie and you're stuck in Cincinnati. If you're Terry McLaurin, if you're Micah Parsons, and Howie is sitting there with the Super Bowl ring and a loaded roster, all the cash in the world to spend, and he's like, yeah, I pay guys when they perform, and it's good for the culture. And I do think it is good for the team's culture. No culture is perfect, and the Eagles certainly have, you know, things they could probably do better. But ultimately, they have not had a ton of contract issues with players. And players, for the most part, like to go to Philadelphia, they like to play there, and they like to get paid there. It's why you see so many players willing to take one-year deals with the Eagles. Aziz Ojulari, Josh Uche, Zach Bond probably didn't have a ton of a market last year, but he took a one-year deal with the Eagles. We have seen guys willing to come to Philadelphia and be able to make money. Now, the flip side of that is they give Saquon a contract this offseason, and it's the same type of thing where if you're Saquon and you're, you know, other players look around the league, it's, well, they paid Saquon. They didn't have to pay him, but they just paid him because he was good. So I think that's part of Howie's thought process, and I thought it was a really good answer as to why they do it. And it probably felt good to, you know, twist the knife a little bit in the Cowboys and in Washington. The other thing Howie had to say was that, he talked about all the draft picks they have. You know, the next year they're projected to have 13 draft picks. And he talked about how he can use those to improve the team. And here's what Howie had to say.
Howie, you spent part of the offseason with maintenance. How would you, characterize the financial state of the team in this season, the flexibility to make mid-season moves if possible?
Yeah, I think that you got to look at that again just the same way we look at the resource allocation question. For us, it's the picks that we have. We have a lot of picks next year. We're expecting to have 13 picks in next year's draft, and those can be used to improve the team this year. They can be used to improve the team next year. They could be used to improve the team in the third year, you know. And so I think from our perspective, whatever opportunity comes about that can improve this football team, I mean, if there's an incremental difference on a player who's the 90th guy from a guy who's on the street, we're going to make that change. And we owe that to our fans. We owe that to our players. We owe that to Jeffrey, to do whatever we can to keep improving the talent level on the team. And so the way that I look at it is that we have a lot of young players coming down the pipeline that we want to keep in Philadelphia, but we want to win. And we want to win right now. We want to win next year, and we want to win going forward. And that's my job, to try to balance it. And I'll do whatever I can to make sure that that happens.
So this is something I've hinted at all offseason. The Eagles are going to use the next 2 weeks, maybe not that long, but use the next 2 weeks of camp to assess what they have. And they'll decide, do we need a starting safety, or is McCubber, Sidney Brown going to get the job done? Do we need to add another edge, or do we feel confident in what we have? All types of positions, Keeley, Adoree Jackson, are they comfortable with them at corner? And then they'll decide if they want to use these draft picks. I think part of the reason they're comfortable going with a bit of a youth movement right now on defense is because they know they have draft picks to go out and make the trades if they need to. So when Howie says we could use them to improve this year, he means it. You know, I think they would have very little hesitation trading a third round pick for a player they felt could help them win. And, you know, Howie said there, and you know, said in the press conference overall, that while they have to think of the future, they want to win right now. And those draft picks, they're not more than likely going to draft 13 players in next year's draft. Their roster is too good. They don't really have the roster spaces for all 13. Which means they can trade him this year. So I would keep an eye out for the Eagles. If we're doing pods and things aren't going well at certain positions, they'll go out and they'll make a trade. Okay, so after practice, A.J. Brown spoke to the media, and he talked about the ring ceremony. The rings were a big topic of discussion, which we'll get into with Jalen in a bit. But A.J. talked about the ring ceremony and what it meant to him, the experience, and here's what he had to say.
AJ, we spent so much time in the spring talking about how fulfilling or not fulfilling the Super Bowl was. How did the ring ceremony match up?
It was it's probably one of the best feelings I experienced. You know, that in that exact moment, you know, I truly felt like a true champion. You know, I didn't I came there only for the ring. I didn't eat, I didn't do anything, you know. And it was the whole ceremony was great. You know, it was good to see some of my old teammates, you know, and talk to them, but that ring was speechless, man. I really enjoyed it. You know, I'm trying to find a place to do it, find something to do with it, you know, so.
I thought it was awesome seeing AJ say he felt like a true champion, you know, because he's obviously had the offseason where he said winning the Super Bowl maybe wasn't what he thought, talked about how maybe wasn't the fulfilling thing he thought, but just being there, being, you know, 4 feet away from him or whatever, you could tell that that moment really meant a lot to him. And maybe that was his moment where he got to feel the joy of winning the Super Bowl. So it was cool to see him enjoy it. And I'd imagine that was the vibe at the ring ceremony overall, not for one player, but was the vibe of it is, you know, this is a celebration of what we accomplished. And when you have a team of players that, you know, I think Saquon, AJ, Devontae, and Jalen definitely fall into this category that are so focused on the working. And I'm not saying this to prop them up. It's just, it's who they are. Like, that's just from being around them. You can tell they have, for the vast majority of their life, you know, gotten up at 6 a.m. to work out, you know, stayed on a strict diet. Like, you can just tell they're very regimented people. And I think that because of that, when they win, it's probably weird to experience the feeling of letting it go and kind of, you know, allowing yourself to enjoy it. And so with AJ saying the ring ceremony was something that really made him hit home that he's a champion, I thought that was pretty cool. So the other thing AJ had to say was talking about, you know, he was asked, you've won the Super Bowl, you've made all pros, you've gotten two big contracts, you're viewed as one of the best receivers in the league. What motivates you? And the pause between the question and the answer, honestly, it was maybe the longest pause in a question since last offseason when Jalen had to think about a question about Nick and caused an entire kerfuffle the entire offseason. But being there, it felt like it was 10 minutes. It was probably only 15 seconds. I'm not going to play the silence, I don't think. But he did say why, and here was his reasoning.
How's best in the league demonstrate? Is it with statistics? Is it with all pros? What's the measure?
You know, I think, you know, that's my measurement. You know, it's not what, you know, what the critics say or whoever say that. That's for me personally. You know, God placed that in my heart. When I came in the league, he told me that I could be the best in the league, you know. And I think right now I'm closer than I ever been, and I want to put a stamp on it. And so, you know, that's for me. You know, that's not for whoever else. I don't care what anyone else says. This is personally for me, you know, and that's what I'm chasing every day.
Yeah, I kind of think he probably wouldn't say it outright, but what he's kind of saying is Hall of Fame. I mean, at this point, he's done everything. He has generational money for years to come. He's accomplished everything you can in the game. He is an ultra superstar that's viewed as, you know, if not the best in the league, and I don't think many view him as the best in the league. Well, Pro Football Focus did. But most people would probably have him third, fourth, fifth. And for AJ now, it's about becoming the guy and ultimately turning that into a Hall of Fame thing. So I have no problem with that. I know sometimes people don't like when players have individual goals or they view it individual over a team. I think to be great, you have to have individual goals and you have to want things you want to achieve for yourself. And this will be a topic this year when, you know, we'll see how the passing game's going. And when AJ talks about why the passing game isn't great and Devontae feels the passing game isn't great, part of it is they want the ball because they're great players and they know they deserve the ball. So AJ saying he wants to be the best in the league, not surprised that was his answer, but I thought it was a very insightful answer. Okay, so after AJ, Jordan Mailata stepped to the podium and kind of talked about a theme of the day when they were up there, which is the idea that the Eagles are defending champions and how are they going to go about it? Well, Jordan did not like the idea of using the word defending. He does not think that they should view themselves as defending champions. And here's what he had to say.
Jordan, every time we've talked to you this offseason, you've been really focused on it's about next year, right? Last year was awesome. Now that you've had a full offseason around the guys, how do you think the team has done in terms of keeping their focus forward and not thinking about last year?
That is probably the hardest thing that we've had to ask of them was to stay, you know, focused, tunnel vision, and I think they've done a great job of that, especially the guys that are new to the team. They've just attacked every day, every session that we've had out here on the field. It's been phenomenal to see, but also the guys who were here last year to gain that competitiveness, seeing the new guys come in, you know, it's that iron sharpens iron. And I think we've done a great job this off season of just keeping the main thing. And the main thing was just moving on. That was the main thing this year, moving on, because whatever we did last year, yeah, that's in the rearview mirror, and you know, that doesn't matter anymore. We're not defending nothing. We're not the defending champs. We're the 2024 world champs, that's it. We're not defending Sorry, we're not. So I don't like hearing like, oh, we're the defending champions. We're not defending nothing. We just won the title. And now we've got to go win it again, prove it all over again. And that's the mentality this team is going to have. We're not here to prove anything to anyone else but ourselves, and we know the mission. We're mission focused. So that's our approach, and I'm so proud of everyone here because they're buying into what we're selling.
Having been around Jordan, you know, all off season when he's been available, seeing him at the facility, it is admirable how locked in he is to being a leader on this team and of sending a message. Just knowing Jordan since he's been drafted, and look, not super well, but being around him, being a lot, you can tell he is at that podium with the idea that when I speak, I am setting a message for the team. And I'm not just some random player anymore. I'm Jordan Mailata. I'm one of the faces of the team. People care what I have to say. What I say gets a lot of attention. And so Jordan, very few times, if any times this offseason, has allowed himself to be like, wow, we won. And no, it is literally every time you try to get him to say something, it is, nope, next year, next year, next year. And the line about how Super Bowl hangovers come from it and he's not trying to be hungover, great line. I don't know if anyone's ever used it before, but super good if nobody else has. And that was a theme for all the players talking on Wednesday, which was they are not looking at last year as a continuation. They're not looking at next year or this year now as a continuation of last year. They're trying to view it as two different things. And we'll have a lot of discussion about if that's the right mentality, about all the energy they're spending trying to do it. But that is the path they are taking. The leadership of the team, they're not going to use repeat. They're not going to use defending. They are viewing it as two separate entities. And for fans, they'll call themselves defending Super Bowl champions. But for the team, they are very locked in on not using that verbiage. All right. The next player up was Lane Johnson. And this is a little X's and O's to an extent. Or not even X's and O's. This is depth chart stuff. But Tyler Steen clearly has a strong hold on the starting guard position next to Lane. I would be very surprised, barring injury, which could happen with Tyler. He got hurt last year when he was competing for the job. I would be very surprised if Tyler Steen was not the starting right guard week one against Dallas. So Lane Johnson was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
How did things go with how you see that?
Really good, man. Tyler has really developed the past couple of years physically. Communication has been good, so you know, he's playing with more confidence, and you know, I have confidence in him moving forward, and got a chance to play with him, you know, much throughout the past couple of years. So, you know, it's good.
I really think Lane's going to have a ton of input on who the guard is. If Lane doesn't feel comfortable next to Tyler Steen, then Tyler Steen will not be the starting guard week one. But I think he does. He's been around him for a few years. They get reps together. They've played in games together. But I don't think Kenyon Green is Tyler Steen's competition. I think it's Matt Pryor. And I think Matt Pryor is the safety net. I don't think he is competing. But if Tyler Steen doesn't get the job done, Matt Pryor has played around Lane. He's big. Lane likes a bigger guard next to him. And I think that's the move you would see. So for now, it's Tyler Steen's job, but it would not surprise me. Or I should put it this way. It is Tyler Steen's job to lose, but if there's a change, I think it would be to Matt Pryor and not to Kenyon Green. All right, next up, Jalen Hurts took the podium and probably gave the quote that everyone's going to be talking about for the next few days. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from...
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
From our sponsors. So when the Eagles had their ring ceremony, one of the big stories to come out of it, maybe just on social, but certainly in the Eagles ultra fan world, is Jalen Hurts was not pictured with his ring on. He wasn't no pictures from the Eagles he had his ring on, no pictures on social, no pictures, nothing in like a player's Instagram live. He put a post up on Instagram and he didn't have any pictures of him wearing the ring in there. So he was asked about, hey, did you wear the ring? Like, what's going on? And here's what he had to say.
In the photos that we've seen from the event, I haven't seen any of you actually wearing the ring itself. Did you eventually get to put it on? Why or why not?
Yeah, I've moved on. I moved on to the new year. You know, it's as simple as that.
So me and James talked about this quite a bit on the post-practice pod, or at least got into it. But I wanted you to hear Jalen talk about it. Look, if you haven't listened to the post-practice pod, go do it. But what I'll quickly say is I think Jalen has enough success where what works for him works for him. It's like, I think it's weird Tom Brady doesn't eat avocado or eats avocado ice cream. But if Tom Brady's going to win 6 Super Bowls, then guess what? The ice cream in his house can be made out of avocado. Now, I think there's other elements to it, but where I ultimately fall on this is I think it's weird he didn't put the ring on. I'm sure his teammates were probably rolling their eyes a little bit, but he's a Super Bowl MVP. And to get to that level of success, which frankly, I've not achieved, right? Like, who am I to tell Jalen how to go about his business? He knows what works. So that is him explaining it. Now, I think part of this is, and I got into a discussion with it with Hugh Douglas on Wednesday, was certain athletes handle things a certain way, right? Like, we look at MJ and how he was with his teammates, Kobe, Tom Brady, those great athletes. Jalen Hurts has spent a lot of time around Michael Jordan this offseason, or at least some time around Michael Jordan. Now, I do think MJ wore his rings, for what it's worth. I do think MJ put the rings on. But there's no question that if Jalen is going to build his life or like mold the way he carries himself around one person, not saying Jordan's perfect. Obviously, there's been a lot written about the pros and cons like there are for any human. But yeah, like, not the worst thing in the world to get advice from Michael Jordan. And again, you hear in there, he didn't say the word repeat. So it's very clear the Eagles are not going to be using the word repeat. And I think part of that is because the guys Jalen looks up to don't really use the word repeat, or at least told Jalen not to use it. Next, Jalen was asked kind of a series of questions about his playing style and those things. And I thought his answer on doing it his own way was really good. So here's Jalen talking about why maybe he does things the way he wants to do it and doesn't listen to people on the outside.
You said after the NFC Championship game last year, you took the hand gloves off a little. Maybe you were joking a little, but obviously you guys opened it up some there, and then again, the Super Bowl opened it up some. Is there a part of you with your inputs says, hey, you know, maybe it's time that we can do this and we'd like to see
No, there isn't. It's a matter of finding ways to win the game. You know, it's a matter of finding ways they win the game. It's my mentality and my desire to win has evolved over time because of my experiences. And so it's nothing about winning. You know, I've been a very long time being told that I got to do it a certain type of way. That didn't get me the win when I did it the way that everybody wanted me to do it. And so that's something that I carry with me. And I'm speaking specifically towards, you know, you guys have seen the speech where pregame speech before last year's final game, talking about having an opportunity to go out there and kind of go prove yourself on a big stage. But when you put so much energy towards the product and performance, kind of lose sight of what the main thing is in winning. And so I think having that loss has done nothing but motivate me from that point on in 2022 now to just find ways to win regardless of how it looks. And so my input and my voice in something will not be a proponent of projection to what you can see in any area of the game. It's just a matter of trying to find ways to win. That's all that matters to me. And I just want the team to have that.
It's a pretty good mic drop. I mean, if you're going to say, hey, everyone told me I should do it this way, I did it my way and I won the Super Bowl, it's a pretty good, you know, it's a pretty good card to put down, right? Like, I wish I had a card that said Super Bowl MVP that I could put down in arguments. I don't have that card. I have, like, I got a decent social media following. Doesn't carry the weight that the Super Bowl MVP card carries. And he's right. I mean, there are things Jalen has to get better at, and nobody is perfect and nobody is above constructive criticism. But he is right about, you know, he was benched in Alabama. He was a second round pick. Like, he was told to do things this way, that way. Everyone on the outside had an opinion about Jalen. And the way he did it got him to where he is. So I think it's important Jalen is open to advice, obviously, from his coaches and the Eagles and everything. But he is right that the way he did it worked out pretty well. So on that final note, I tried to get Jalen to talk about the fact that every single media outlet spent pretty much all season arguing about where Jalen should rank. WIP did it. All the outlets did it. You know, is he ninth? Is he second? Is he fifth? Is he seventh? So I tried to ask him about it. Believe it or not, he didn't bite. So here's Jalen on the list.
Jalen, it feels like all offseason a main topic was, where do you rank amongst your peers at quarterback? Is that something you pay attention to? And does it matter to you when sometimes these lists have you maybe lower than?
I'm just focused on being the best that I can be.
So does it, you don't pay attention to the list or anything?
Purely focused on being the best I can be.
Yeah, I didn't expect him to go into great depth about it, but yeah. I think he does care. I think he does follow it. I think it does upset him, but it's not surprising to me that he didn't say it. So day one is in the books. Go out, have a great Thursday, get a good start to your day going, but make sure you're following along at 10 a.m. for the second day of Eagles practice. But if you can't, if you have a job that doesn't allow you to be on Twitter, which what a real job that makes good money that must be, go and make sure you listen to the Daily Pod and the Post-Practice Pod, because we will have everything you need to know from practice. So that'll do it for today's daily podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.